Hello, and welcome to Keeping Up with the Joneses TBR.
I'm Sarah Jones.
And I'm Tasha Jones.
And this is our book club and passion project where we will be talking all things books,
but probably also a bit about booze and life. Each month, we are going to pull a couple books from our TBR,
summarize them, and share all our thoughts, opinions, likes, dislikes, and anything else that comes up.
Important disclaimer, we are going to spoil books that we are covering, talk about all the details of any steamy, spicy scenes we may stumble into, and likely use language that might make your mom blush. So,
please proceed with caution, use headphones when in public, and earmuff the innocent. In other words, we are a rated R podcast. Tasha, why don't you kick us off? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Tasha. I am 38 years old. I am a teacher, a divorcee. I have a 7-year-old child, and I have always loved reading since I was little. I was the person who read all the books in the summer to get the free pizzas and any other prizes for reading all the books.
Oh my God, I loved a reading
yes,
book fair.
And the book fair. Just, yeah, super excited to be doing what I love best, talking about books.
I'm Sarah. I am 39. I met Tasha many, 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 many years ago. And I also am an avid reader. Reading is my escape from life and sometimes just that little break that you need in your brain. I'm this dog mom here living my best life, enjoying every moment and reading every downtime that I get.
Yeah, so Sarah and I have been on a reading journey, but separate reading journeys for a long time. And we would always just tell each other about what we were reading and they would be completely different things. Sarah would be like, yeah, you know, I just read all these like spy books or historical fiction or like nonfiction stuff about the government or the military.
The judgment in your
mind. Or some sort of time period. And I'd be like, yeah, I just read, you know, all this smut. And, you know, so she'd be like, can't relate, but cool. We're still reading.
It took me a minute. It's still fine. Talk it took about me a minute it. To get into the smut. It's okay.
Yeah, she did. But I never got into any of the historical fiction stuff she tried to get me to read. So
that's this year's goal. Ha, ha, ha. Joke's on you.
Yes, I know. But that is one of the goals for this year, just to get more outside of my comfort zone. I started last year. We have a book club. Well, Sarah had a book club that I then joined, and I joined specifically to read books that I was not picking so I could get out of my comfort zone. What is my comfort zone? Thanks for asking. Well, it's romance. I try to deny it and like read romance kind of in secret. It has become more popular, so that is a plus, but I was definitely reading in shame and in
no
secret.
Need to hide it
and trying to deny, no, I don't like all these romance books, but oh my gosh, I just eat them up. But last year I definitely, and the year before of course, like everyone else in the world, got into romanticy and a few fantasy books that didn't have any romance.
Oh my God, the judgment in your voice as you said that, I just wanted to know.
I judge myself.
I know, that's why I'm saying. You're just like, ugh, no spice.
No spice. But there's still good stories. No, I do love fantasy. It's just I have a really hard time remembering all the ins and outs of these special worlds. And most of them have, like, you know, histories. And trying to remember regular history is enough for me sometimes. Like, I'm just trying to enjoy the ride. So, yes, I do need the spice as my reward for learning about all these new things, you know?
I mean, everyone is looking for something when they get into books, I feel like.
Yeah.
You have identified and recognized what yours is, and I'm proud of you for that.
But I am a person who believes in growth, and so I am going to grow this year and maybe read some more nonfiction.
We'll find some good ones for you, don't worry.
Ooh, I'm gonna do it because that is my challenge for myself this year. And more mystery thriller, which I do love, but I don't always choose it. But every time after I'm always done, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love mystery thriller. So I don't know why I don't always choose it for myself, but I do actually really love mystery thriller.
Yeah. So you should just read more of the ones I recommend you. You're always happy when you do.
I am. But it takes, it's like Sarah will recommend a book and it's like a 6 to 8 month turnaround. And then she'll be like, wait, you finally just read that? And I'm like, yeah, let's talk about it.
I mean, to be fair, it's the same the other way. It took me, what, 2, 3, 4 years to finally read ACOTAR?
No, I would say 2. I don't think you were too far behind me.
How long you were trying to convince me to read it until I finally was like, oh, I have time, might as well.
I did. But the crazy thing is, like, a lot of times.
Then I devoured
it. A lot of times, Sarah will be like, I'm pretty sure you would really like this book. And sometimes it's things like she hasn't even read. And I'm like, because you recommended ACOTAR to me.
No, I did not.
I swear you did.
I didn't even know what it was until you brought it to my attention. We have this conversation at least once every 6 months, everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Where she swears that I recommended this book that I'd never heard of. And in reality, I read it because she continued to shame me for not reading it. But fantasy was never my jam, which I guess isn't completely true if I really look back at my history of reading.
Yeah.
I like little bits of it, but I'd never gotten into a fantasy series by any means. Unless we count Dinotopia when I was a child, but that's a different story.
Well, yes, Sarah. So tell us about your goals for this year.
Reading goals are, well, my TBR is long. I guess one of my goals is to not divert too far off of my TBR without at least finishing most of my TBR. So sure, if I want to read 150 books, cool. But as long as I read the majority of what's on my TBR, I'll be happy. Do know that there will be many books that come up that aren't on my TBR because I'm in 3 book clubs, including my own.
Such an overachiever.
And so I never know what they're going to pick. So that'll be fun. I have a goal to write and publish a book this year, which has nothing to do with reading, but I guess kind of does. We'll see how that goes. And yeah, just learn. That's my goal every year with books, is enjoy as many books as you can, but throw a few in there that teach you something. And I'm excited to see what growth and learning comes out of my reading this year.
Yeah, and I am going to do the same with my TBR and just stick to that, or try my hardest to just stick to that. I only put 30 books on my TBR, knowing there's probably going to be things throughout the year that I'm going to read ahead of things on the list, but I tried to put things that I've been wanting to read for years. So finally gonna cross those off, and I'm hoping, just like it does with any kind of list, that once I cross it off, I will, you know, feel like a huge weight has been lifted. So I'm hoping that will work, because normally I add things to my TBR, but you know, I never go back to it. I'm constantly just looking for new books. So I'm hoping just the act of crossing things off or putting a check mark will keep me just attached to that list. But I'm pretty excited about Onyx Storm.
I'm excited about this too. So excited that, so I, for the record, just read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame in 3 days
or less. Ambitious.
Last month. So I have not been waiting as long as most of you for Onyx Storm, but I am excited, and Tasha and many other people in my life have been trying to encourage me to read this book, and so I finally was like, all right, cool, I'm just gonna do it. I happened to do it at the same time as another girl in our book club, and then we convinced another girl in our book club to do it, and so now we have this nice little group going to the midnight release party, which should be a lot of fun. I've never been to a midnight release of a book.
Me either.
Even though I've always wanted to, because I definitely have many, many series that I read, and so I'm always looking forward to their next book, but I've never been to a release party. And I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to have the day after off so I can just read the entire book that day.
I have not made elaborate plans to read it, but I'm definitely going to pre-order and stop whatever book I'm into and just read that, because I will spoil it for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I will somehow, even though I'm like looking at something totally different, I will somehow, I know, will stumble upon some kind of spoiler and be like obsessed, like upset about it. So
I do think that in the book community, though, while there are spoilers out there, it's nowhere near what it's like for like TV shows and movies. Like,
true.
The spoilers are minimal, and it's rare that people will give away like a major plot line or plot twist. So I'm grateful for that in the book community.
Yeah. And like, I think what's also cool along the same lines of the book community is, even if the book was like 20 years old and you're like, I just read this book, someone's going to want to talk about it with you. Like, someone is going to want to, you know, like, theorize, and I don't even know if that's a word, but
could be.
Someone is going to be happy and excited and want to talk to you, yes, about that book. So
this is 100% fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. I have numerous books that I'm excited about. I think even narrowing my list down to 100 books this year was difficult.
Again, overachiever.
There's just so many things that I want to read. I joke that this is why going to prison would be cool, except for obviously not, because I don't actually want to go to prison. But I'm like, man, I'd have so much time to read all the books that I want to read without having to worry about working and stuff. But I'm definitely excited about some books that most people probably read last year or before, but I did not, because I had a bad reading year last year. A lot of amazing authors had new books come out or have new books come out that I'm excited to read, including James Rollins, who's one of my favorites. He just had a book come out, though, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to read When the Moon Hatched. I actually just bought that one, and it sits and taunts me with its many, many pages. I'm fantasy. Excited to read The Unmaking of June Farrow. I've heard great things. I'm excited to read The Once and Future Witches, which I got excited about when it became a recommendation for our book club, but didn't get picked for the month.
Yeah.
I am super excited about a few James Patterson books that I haven't read yet. I love him. He's one of my favorite authors also.
Okay. So you have a mix of kind of newish authors and just, yeah, old favorites.
I have a couple of nonfictions I'm super excited to read also. We'll see how those go. I added horror to my list this year, which I'm nervous about.
You're very brave.
Yeah, it's not usually something I enjoy reading. It's not something I enjoy watching. I have a wonderful imagination. I have intense nightmares.
I know. I always feel like, as an adult person, like, I feel bad that I've never read a Stephen King novel. But I just don't think I'd enjoy it. I don't know.
Also don't think I've ever read a Stephen King, but I did put him on my list.
Me too.
Wait, which one did you put?
Fairy Tale.
Oh, yeah, you've been wanting to read that one.
Yeah.
I put 11/23/1963.
Oh, so then you're going to go back and watch the show?
Probably not, because I don't have that kind of time. Okay, but
fair.
I have just, even still this last year, people are still talking about this book and how great it is. And so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. A lot of his stuff is already like made into movies.
That's true.
So that's why I personally just wanted to pick something that wasn't and probably wouldn't be, because it's newer. It's too new, I think. But
yeah, which means it still might be made into a movie, just not yet.
That's true. But, and also, this is like his little fantasy leap. So I'm thinking it won't be as, there won't be as many horror elements like he's known for, right? So
good luck. I don't know. I don't know much about that one. I do remember it sounding good, but I don't know. I can't think of Stephen King and not think that there's some sort of horror in it. So
yeah, agreed. I also have another horror. Well, I don't know. I was very confused because I was reading the blurb and it's about a man who falls into a whale. And I didn't think it was horror at first, but I was reading the tags and it says it's horror. So I'm guessing there's maybe some like scary parts in there, but it just sounded really interesting and definitely something outside of what I normally read. So again,
because she couldn't read the Bible, Jonah and the Whale.
We don't know if it's that.
I'm just saying that story already existed.
And I never made that connection.
But I'm here for you. I am cheering you on while you read this horror book.
Thank you. But I mean, I have other, of course, romances, like super excited for the new Emily Henry, super excited for the new Abby Jimenez. Yes. I mean, the way those two ladies are turning out books is just amazing.
And the fact that they're still quality.
Yes. I mean, I don't know what, you know, Emily Henry did, but she drank a potion. She took some drugs. I don't know. But she has just been cranking out hit after hit after hit. I don't. She sold her soul. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it is just, I eat it up. So,
well, I think what makes it easier for someone who writes like a normal romance versus a romantasy, let's say, is that, I mean, in the romantasy, so Fourth Wing, ACOTAR, any of those within those realms, there's an entire world built. And so time it's going to take for you, and there's so much foreshadowing, there's so, like, the way these authors are just masters at what they do, it's going to obviously take them longer to push out books, though, because there's so much more involved, I guess is the right word. Whereas, like, and I'm not knocking Emily Henry in any way, please don't take it that way, I am just comparing the types of writing. I also love Emily Henry, but her and Abby Jimenez are writing a normal couple in this world who have real world problems.
It's called realistic fiction.
World communication issues and real world whatevers. And so it's easier to just crank that out because your readers already understand the world that they're living in. And so you don't have to build this whole crazy place.
That's true.
And keep that up.
That's true. I just was so impressed last year with Funny Story. I was like, there's no way, you know, like, I just absolutely loved that book, and Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. So you're telling me they just wrote that in, you know, probably like 3 or 4 months time, this amazing book?
No, I think it took them much longer than that.
I don't know.
I think the timeline in your brain is much shorter than it actually is.
Probably. Yeah.
It's like they're putting out like one a year and you're like 3 months.
Well, because I feel like I had just read Happy Place, right?
Well, you might and then have just read
Funny
it,
Story but... came out. I guess it was like a year. But okay. But with Abby Jimenez, I had just discovered her because of you and yours truly. You told me I'd like it, and you were 100% correct. So I was like working my way through.
It's also weird that I recommend you romance books when that's usually the other way around. Mm-hmm. But the same with Christina Lauren. Like, the True Love Experiment was
fantastic.
One of my favorite romance books, easily.
Yes. The whole time I was reading that, I was picturing it as a movie in my head. Just the main character in that book is just like, so I wouldn't say she was immediately likable, but I definitely saw a little bit of myself in her. Like, she's crazy and she knew she was crazy and, you know, still wasn't gonna change. And it was just such a great,
I could see them, and
romance.
I kind of hope that they do make that one into a movie. I think
me
it would be a really good
too
movie.
I think it would be fantastic. 100%. Another book I think would make an excellent, probably a TV series, which I think it is. I think I saw it on the list. First Lie Wins.
I think that is turning into a movie. I also recommended that one to you.
You did. You did recommend that to
me. For sure.
It was. I love when I get like totally, like, I love / hate, because obviously you're giving up sleep and you're like neglecting all your other responsibilities when you
were still young enough to give up sleep for a book. It's fine.
True. That is true. I do love it. Like, it gives you a little rush. You're like, oh, I have something to look forward to. I'm reading this part of the book. So,
yes. 100% fact, though.
I never put like my little smutty authors on my TBR list when they pop up.
You put them on your Goodreads as read, though.
I add them into, and I wasn't doing that at first. And I was like, like shorting myself on the challenges because I was not putting in all my little smutty books because I was embarrassed. But now
I had a little like span where I read some very smutty, very not in my realm books, and I felt weird.
It is, but I've been doing it. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. We don't kink shame around here, so it is what
you like. What you like, be proud. It's fine.
Yes. But I am proud to say, I don't read any books that have a lot of smut and aren't good writing. If it doesn't have good writing, DNF, don't do it. So now I typically stick
I have read a couple of those, thanks to you.
Huh?
I said I've read a couple of those, the lots of smut for writing, thanks to you.
That is true. Anything I don't want to read that I'm like, this sounds crazy, I'm going to tell Sarah to read it. Sarah will read it. So
it's most of the time. Not all the time.
Yes.
But most of the time. But Payback is a bitch. And we'll definitely be throwing some of those unhinged books back and forth throughout this podcast. Because
a literal book called Unhinged.
There is a literal book called Unhinged.
A door romance, right?
And Tasha might have to read it if she loses any round of bingo. Or if I get a bingo before her. We will see.
Yeah, so, I mean,
many fun things to come.
We're definitely gonna try to have a lot of fun with this podcast / book club. So I'm excited for that.
We're definitely going to bring my favorite elements of book club into this podcast. So obviously one of our books each month is going to be from our book club. Whatever they choose as our book will be one of our books of the month. But one of my favorite parts of book club, we theme it every month to the book. So the food, the decor, the drinks, everything is themed to the book, and I can't wait to share parts of that with all of our listeners also. We'll definitely have drink recommendations, and sometimes the food and drink comes directly from the pages. Like, maybe they talked about this certain drink, or it was a food dish served at one of the events, or a scene in the book. But sometimes it's me wandering the aisles of the wine store, finding the labels that really resonate with the book with me. And so I love to share that. So I'm excited to share that with even more people.
Yes. Love a theme. And you know what? I don't think we shared yet that we have been friends for a very, 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 very long time. But that's one of the things that we have in common. We both love a theme. And then adding books into it, it's like magic. So it works. So that should be exciting.
Yes. And we love to talk about these things. I will be honest, sometimes at our live book clubs, we spend about a quarter of the book club talking about the book.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, we're just having a really good time. You guys will get a little bit more of a deep dive into the book. Not a full deep dive, but definitely a more thorough discussion, and we are hoping to bring some of our book club members on the podcast as well and just kind of hear their thoughts and let them talk a little bit more, especially if they loved it or hated it or just feel passionate about it in any way. Love to hear their input also, which should be fun.
I just honestly love to hear people's book reading journeys, because everyone is different, and then also everyone has like that one book. So they might be like, yeah, I don't really read, but the last book that I did read that I really loved was this. And I just love hearing that from people, because I'm like, everyone's a reader. Everyone is a reader. And I don't know, that's obviously probably the English teacher in me as well, but it is true. Everyone is a reader. You have to read in your everyday life. You just haven't found the right book yet. Like, everyone's a reader. You just have not found your right book or your genre to really kind of hook you in. So
that's true. I actually had a really conflicting moment recently learning a book that my niece has really gotten into, because on one hand, I'm so excited that she's really dug into reading because it wasn't really her thing before. But then I'm also like, oh, you're super into Fourth Wing. I shouldn't find that surprising because she loves dragons and other things like that.
Yeah.
But I guess for me, I'm like, oh, you grow up so fast. Yeah. And now you're reading the same books that I'm reading, and it's kind of weird. But also, I'm just so excited that she's reading, and I now get to talk to her about books.
Yeah.
One of my favorite authors also has a couple books out that I've not yet read, and I'm excited to read. James Patterson. Mm. I have Number One Lawyer and The Perfect Assassin on my list, and I am really looking forward to those.
And he's still like cranking out books, huh?
Yeah, all over the place. All over the place.
That's awesome.
I also added, so I read a book by this author, Sherry LaPina. I'm probably saying that wrong. Sherry LaPina. That I can honestly say was not my favorite. It was definitely a book that in the end I was like, what the fuck did I just read?
Yeah.
And yet I added another one of her books to my list this year. So we'll see how that goes.
I mean, that's kind of how I felt about None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell. But no, but not like, it wasn't like, what the fuck did I just read?
I was gonna say, I thought you loved that book.
I did love that book, but at the end, it was like, do I know what was going on? I still don't think I'm 100% on what was going on, but that was, I think that's the point of it. The book is literally called None of This Is True. But it was so good, and I did not add another Lisa Jewell book to my TBR. I don't know why, but there's still room. Remember, like I said, there's still room. So I want to read another book of hers just to see if I still get the same, I don't know, the same feeling. But that book was for sure, I would say, my favorite book from last year.
I didn't add any of hers either. So I will note, though, so every month, to start at least, we're going to be doing two books a month. The first book will come from our book club, whatever they decide our book of the month is. And then the other one will come from Tasha and I's TBRs, where you both put in a couple of books off our TBR, and we put it on a wheel, and we spin it. And that's the book we read. There is potential to let people vote as we move on and actually have subscribers and listeners might let you vote. We'll also probably be reading and summarizing some other books every now and then. Tasha loves her an unhinged book. She loves to talk about them at least, but not actually read them. She likes to make me do that.
Yes.
But this might be the year that she starts reading them too, if she loses at any of our competitions going on.
I will. I'm ready.
I already know which one I'm going to start with for you.
Oh, boy.
You're going to like them, though.
And by unhinged, we mean the main character is in love with inanimate objects that become sentient animated. Objects, potentially. Or sentient, yeah. Sentient objects. And when we say, you know, in love, we mean or they have dinosaur. Sex with.
Who knows?
Or a dinosaur. Or anything you could think of, someone has written.
Power to the readers.
So we're really going to challenge ourselves to read these kind of, you know, unreadable, taboo books.
I don't know if they're unreadable. You've already made me read one. And honestly, they're pretty short, so it goes True. By pretty fast. And you really are laughing through the whole thing because you're just like, really? His semen tastes like pumpkin spice.
Which is literally my dream.
No. See, you should have read that one instead of
I should have, but it just was so crazy. I was like, Sarah will read it.
And she did. We are super excited, though, to bring our book club to the airwaves and talk about them a little bit more in-depthly, share it with everybody else. Our first book is our book club book of the month, and it is The Wedding People by Ashley Espach. So join us next week on Keeping Up with the Joneses TBR.